Saturday, November 24th, Oscar De La Hoya's Golden Boy Promotions presents Chuck, the Iceman Liddell, as he returns to the cage to take on the Huntington Beach bad boy Tito Ortiz in the third and final chapter of their historic rivalry at the Fabulous Forum, plus a fully stacked undercard of competitive MMA talent. Do not miss another chapter of this historic rivalry. Saturday, November 24th at the Forum. Tickets start at $30 and they're available at Ticketmaster.com. or by calling 800-745-3000. 800-745-3000. More on that in a minute. As promised, we are joined now by the driver of the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford Fusion. He won his first Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Championship title Sunday in Miami, claimed the championship by winning the Ford EcoBoost 400. The fourth driver since 1990 to win a NASCAR Cup Series Championship before turning 30. You try and say that before you clown me. Finished the season with 3 wins, 13 top fives, 22 top tens. Comcast Community Champion of the Year Award winner. In other words, he's gotten a lot done. Joey Logano is my guest. Joey, it's good to have you back. How are you?
What's happening? I'm doing great. How you been?
Good, good, Joey. That was a lot for me to get out there in the open, but you've had a little less than 48 hours since you won the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Championship Sunday. What has life been like for you, and how does it feel to be introduced as a NASCAR champion?
Well, it sounds amazing, for one, to think about just that we've been working at this for a long time, and you know, not only in the Cup Series for 10 years, but you start to think about just how I started racing and everybody that's been involved all the way through. It's really a true honor to be a champion in our sport. So proud of that. Life has been pretty busy ever since the end of the race. We've been taking a lot of pictures, doing a lot of media. Got home for about 3 hours to get some clothes to head up here to New York City and doing some more media up here. So it's been a little bit of a whirlwind tour so far. But like I said, we're having a blast. I got no room to complain about it because I'm having so much fun.
Good. Joey Logano joining us. So, Joey, you work your entire life to get to this point. And then on Sunday, with 12 laps to go, you had Martin Truex Jr. in your sights. You made your move. What was that moment like for you?
Oh, it was, man, crazy. I knew when that caution came out, that was our shot. Because that caution had come out, I don't believe we were going to win that race. And the caution came out, we were going to come down pit road. My pit crew's been unstoppable throughout this 10 weeks of the playoffs. And they were able to do their job, put me in position. We restarted third on that restart through 15 to go. And our strength in our car was a short run. The first 20 laps of our run, each run during the race, was incredible. That was our strength. And when that caution came out at that moment, it was 20 to go. And by the time I went back green, it was 15 to go. And I knew at that point, it's just time for me to do my job after the pit stop. And I was able to make a good run off of turn four and catch Truex on the straightaway to be able to carry that momentum into turn one on the outside of him and ultimately take the lead. And at that point, you're just hoping nothing goes wrong.
Joey Logano's the champ. You know, speaking of Truex, coming into Sunday, everybody seemed to be focused on the big three of Truex, Kevin Harvick, and Kyle Busch, who have been so dominant this year. But as you climbed into your car, you told your interior mechanic, and I quote, "I'm getting in as a driver. I'm getting out as a champion," end quote. It's a great, great line. How did you know that you had something special in you on Sunday?
You know, I think in sports, or really just in life, mentally, you have to be tough. And to be mentally tough, you have to be prepared. And I felt very prepared for the race, for the battle that was ahead of me. I've been there before, been in those situations plenty, and I knew how to be successful in it, and I knew my race team knew how to be successful in it, and I just felt like we weren't going to get beat that day, and I looked forward to it. You know, the first time I was in that championship four, I was, for lack of better words, kind of scared. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know how, even the whole week, you know, not just the race, how everything's going to be and prepare, and you always feel like you're missing something, and this time there was no surprises. You know, everything that came around the corner next wasn't a surprise to me, and we were ready to roll with every punch that came our way. So, I couldn't be more proud of the race team, and that's why I felt so confident when we started this race.
We're talking to Joey Logano. You know, Joey, when you look at it, last season obviously did not go the way you had hoped, and you missed the playoffs altogether, and you finished 17th in points. No driver in the modern era has ever turned it around the way you did. How were you able to turn it around as quickly as you did and go from missing the playoffs to winning the entire thing 1 year later?
Yeah, you might say it was a quick turnaround. It felt like a long time.
Okay.
You know, we came from, you know, finishing second in the points in 2016, and then following it up with missing the playoffs completely. What a crazy feeling to have. I felt like we took the elevator down, or more like we jumped off a building down. And it took us a while and to be able to just kind of take a step back, look inward before outward, and find the differences that I need to make as a driver, what Todd needs to do as a crew chief, what we need to look different in our car. And you start just finding little pieces here and there, and you start to slowly start to build the speed back in your car. And then the confidence starts coming back. And really not until the playoffs started this year did I feel like we were capable of winning the championship again. And when the playoffs started, we started leading more laps. We started winning stages. We started winning races. And next thing you know, you're the champion, you know. So just a crazy turn of events, really, after the way it ended last season.
Joey Logano is the champ. He joins us for a few more moments. You know, Joey, when you look at your journey to this point, you were competing at such an elite level at such a young age, and all eyes have always been on you. You've always been under that microscope. At any point, did the pressure of being the next big thing, the next great driver, ever get to you? Did it bother you? What was it like to deal with that coming up?
You know, honestly, yes, it does. You know, you think about that. You don't want to let anyone down, right? So you when that hype is on there, you don't want to be the failure, right? And honestly, I went through that. You know, I went through a point of my career that I jumped into this top level and raced it against the best race teams and drivers in stock car racing, and I got my butt handed to me. I got smoked for quite a few years, and dealing with that stuff, I guess, it's, you know, now I look at it as one of the greatest gifts God's ever given me, because I learned so much about myself and who to surround myself with and what I need out of a race car and everything that goes along with those lessons that you learn when you're struggling and trying really hard. And, you know, and I think that's just sometimes just the way life goes. And in the moment, it's not fun. But when you can get to the other side, you realize that if it wasn't for that, we would never be in the situation that we could win a championship. So God has toughened me up over a few years. And now we've been able to do it. And Lord knows what comes next, right? I mean, if this all can end tomorrow, we might get in a car crash as we're driving to the next place, but we're going to enjoy it right now as much as possible.
It's got to be sweeter. It's got to be sweeter to go through what you went through, to pick yourself back up and get it done. Let me finally ask you this. I don't know if you remember this or not, Joey, but a real good friend of our program, Cruz Pedregon, was a funny car champ. In 3 years ago, I know that you met up with him, and they let you warm up his funny car, and those guys still rave about that. Do you remember that, and what was it like when you got in that car?
Oh, yeah, that's so much fun. You know, the cool thing about motorsports is there's so many different disciplines of it. You know, there's stock car racing, there's drag racing, there's IndyCar, there's so many different, you know, sports cars, all those different things. And to be able to kind of cross-pollinate with each other and you know, see what their world is like compared to ours and listen about how they prepare and all that. And then he let me get in his car, and they only let me warm it up, which was plenty, because, and you got, I think they got about 9,000 horsepower now. And that's not even a joke. 9,000 horsepower. That's incredible. So you can imagine what that feels like when that thing's sitting right in front of you. So I think it's crazy he's got that motor sitting in front of him. I'd want it behind me if that's the case. But that was a fun experience, and he taught me a lot about drag racing that day. And I was able to teach him a lot about stock car racing. And he drove my car around the track, and I made the mistake of getting in the passenger seat with him, which was probably the scariest thing I've ever done in my life.
Wow. Joey, can you get your head around that number, 9,000 horsepower? Like, as an example, I've been in a car that was like 600, and I thought that was unbelievable. Jimmy Johnson had me in the pace car once, got up to about 150, 160. I thought that was incredible. Like, I can't get my head around that number, 9,000 horsepower.
Oh, the feeling. I couldn't imagine just laying it down and they actually could hook it up. You know, I don't know how you put that much power to the ground, which is nuts. So it was fun just to kind of talk to him about the differences and where they set up their cars. You know, obviously they're just going straight and only for a very short period of time, where we're going, you know, 400 or 500, maybe sometimes even 600 miles. in a race and how we have to have our stuff last a long time. And what we look at of our motors is just so different, the way we set up our cars. But that's what makes it fun, because we're all car people. And, you know, no matter what you're into, there is a form of motorsports to watch. And I think that makes it a lot of fun for me.
You nailed it. I love hearing you guys talk about each other's disciplines. He is the driver of the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford Fusion. He is the champion. Joey, I know it's been a whirlwind. You've got a lot of media obligations. Thanks for making a stop here. Great to talk to you, and congrats.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
You too, Joey. Great talking to you. Joey Logano, great story. Very honest, too. Very candid about what it was like coming up, and said that he had been in the position before, and honestly, it was kind of scary. On the way up, he'd been beaten down. The expectations were so huge. He got humbled and just kept grinding, kept battling, kept fighting, and finally came out the other end.